Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We've been talking this week about how to live free from oppression. It's easy to observe tremendous oppression in the world today. The people are under bondage of oppression of all kinds. And yet God intends for us to live a life of victorious believers. And yet the Bible warns us in Ephesians 4:27, the apostle speaking to the Ephesian Christians, he exhorted them, leave no room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him, the Amplified Translation tells us. We know that from that scripture alone, Satan will attempt to get a foothold in the life of even Christian believers. He doesn't leave us alone because we've given our hearts to Jesus Christ, but instead he attempts to gain ground in a Christian's life so that even if he cannot perhaps turn you away from following Jesus, he will try to immobilize you by bringing oppression into your life from which you feel you cannot be free. But that, my friends, is a lie because the Lord is able to deliver thoroughly out of his hand. Regardless of any oppression you may be experiencing right now, you can live free from oppression by the power of the blood of Jesus and by this precious name. And that's God's plan for your life. And he wants you to be free to help other people get free from a life of oppression that we see all around us. But how does the enemy of our soul, Satan or the devil, as he's called in the Bible, gain a foothold of oppression in a believer's life? We talked about this in depth yesterday, that Satan looks to get a foothold through your thought life. We know from 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5, that it's important that we take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. What that simply means is we have to watch that our thoughts are always in alignment with the Word of God rather than being influenced by a subtle lie of the devil. Because if you come into agreement in your thought life with some suggestion of the enemy that may sound perfectly reasonable, logical, or even religious, and yet it does not stand up to the test of agreement with the Word of God, Satan can bring you into bondage through that very subtle foothold. Let me give you an example. For instance, if Satan has whispered to you, perhaps your whole life, that poverty is just your lot in life, that your family has always been lower class, it's just your family tradition never to earn a lot of money, and just to accept that as the lot in life for you, that God loves you and money doesn't mean anything or isn't important, you have to understand that that does not line up with the Word of God. We're called kings and priests in the Lord. And it also says in Psalm 1:1 and in Joshua 1:8, that the person who meditates on the Word of God day and night, that everything they put their hand to will prosper. That's God's intent for your life. Psalm 35:27 says God delights in the prosperity of his servant. God does not intend for you to live under the oppression of poverty. Poverty is oppression. Ask any poor person. They'll say there's no blessing in it because it oppresses, it steals, it robs, it keeps you from being able to be a blessing. God wants you blessed in your life in every arena, financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationship-wise, occupationally, academically, blessed and prospering so that you can go about doing good and being a blessing to other people. And yet Satan wants to tell you, don't even think about it. Poverty's just your lot in life. That is a lie that will get a foothold in you and eventually allow a stronghold of poverty to be built in your life from which you don't even resist if you have come into agreement with that lie. That's one example. Another example that I've observed is people who have gone through very difficult or trying experiences, perhaps the loss of a loved one, the death of a child or a spouse, who will come into agreement with a suggestion from Satan that they have to live with this heavy sorrow the rest of their life. God never intended for you to live under the ache and the pain of sorrow. It'll become a literal stronghold of grief if you do not allow God's word to work in your life and you come into agreement with His word that He can turn your sorrow into dancing, that He can cause you to put off your sackcloth and come into a place where you have a spirit of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's God's intention for your life. Even if you have suffered the loss of a loved one, a child, a spouse, someone you love dearly, God does not intend for you to live under the heavy oppression of sorrow and grief. The scriptures tell us that we do not sorrow like the unbelievers. God does not intend for you to be bound in a spirit of grief. It'll keep you down. God wants you to rise up, take off your sackcloth, enter into His presence where you'll find fullness of joy. And you can be productive and fruitful in this earth until you see Him face to face and you're reunited with your loved ones. God wants to deliver you today if you've been living under the oppression of grief and sorrow. God wants to break that off of you because He doesn't want you living under oppression. Oppression steals and robs and destroys. That's the work of the enemy. Jesus pointed out in John 10:10 that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't let a lie that he's woven into your thought life become a stronghold of oppression in your life. Repent for agreeing with the enemy of your soul. Say, Father God, I see that I have believed a lie, and I repent for believing the lie of the enemy instead of believing the word of God. And I break off my agreement with that lie now in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, may your word work in me that I'm going to come into the presence of God and experience fullness of joy. I accept that now in Jesus' name. God wants you to live a life of freedom. Through your thought life is one way or one door which the enemy of your soul will try to work a foothold or get a grip so that he can build a stronghold. But there are other ways that Satan gains footholds of oppression in a person's life. Throughout Scripture, we are given specific insight and instruction which reveal the works of Satan. And any of these which are allowed to operate in the life of a believer or a non-believer can become footholds and eventually strongholds of oppression. I'll give you a few examples here. We know from the scripture very clearly that magic, the practice of influencing the course of events by the occult or the control of nature or spirits, witchcraft, sorcery, all these sorts of things, mystic arts that involve the supernatural, all of these wicked practices have one aim, to control others. And people can operate in the spirit of witchcraft by simply allowing a controlling spirit to dominate them as they deal with their spouse or children or others. All of that realm of magic and the occult or controlling spirit, any of that, is an open door for the enemy to come in like a flood with a stronghold of oppression. Queen Jezebel was a classic case of a person with a controlling spirit we see in 1 Kings 18:19 and 21. But we're warned about any types of sorcery or the occult. Leviticus 19:26 says, "Do not practice divination or sorcery." Exodus 7:11 and 8:7 said, "But Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, and so the magicians of Egypt also did in like manner with their enchantments." We see that this is from the realm of the world and Satan's realm. 1 Samuel 15:23 said this, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you've rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king." This was spoken to Saul by Samuel the prophet. But all of these scriptures give us the understanding that it's not the realm God wants us to have anything to do with. We're to stand opposed to it, and we're not to tolerate it even in the smallest way. Psychic phenomenon, which includes mediums, fortune telling, palm read, tarot card reading, horoscopes, astrology, all of those psychic advisors, all of that realm is opposed by the word of God and by the spirit of God. All of these things are efforts to gain knowledge about the future through supernatural means which are forbidden by God's word. And we don't have time to go over all the scriptures, but you can find it in Leviticus 19:31. Do not turn to mediums and seek out spiritists, for you'll be defiled by them, the scripture tells us. Leviticus 20, verse 6 says, I'll set my face against the person who turns to medium and spiritists. And it goes on in Deuteronomy 18. All of these things are potential open doors for Satan to gain an absolute stronghold. Now, let me just say this to you. Many Christians could listen to those things I've just said and say, I have no area that you've just discussed where Satan could have possibly gained a foothold in my life. But let me ask you this question. Do you allow cartoons, toys, video games, comic books, music, magazines, TV shows, or movies where any of the characters display magical powers, pretend or joke about witchcraft, occultic practices, sorcery, ESP, or any psychic phenomenon? Do you realize that these things are very subtle, but they are little ways that Satan is trying to gain a foothold of influence? And the whole realm is designed by Satan to lessen your children's resistance and discernment and yours to the lying wonders of the Antichrist that he's going to display in the last days and deceive many. I bring all of that to your attention that we cannot be casual about these things that come from the realm of the enemies. God stands opposed to it and Satan stands there trying to get a foothold in your life. I warn you and exhort you from the scriptures to be wise. If you want to live free from oppression, stay far from the things of the enemy and fill your house with the word of God, and God will keep you in a victorious atmosphere. His word will protect you, and you can live free from oppression. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.